My name is Michael Imperioli. You probably know me as Christopher Moltisanti on The Sopranos, or Detective Nick Falco on Law & Order, or maybe as the voice of Art on the Ave. Art on the Ave was a great success on the Upper West Side last winter, and I'm really pleased to see it popping up in time for spring in the West Village. This city is ready for an awakening, so we've made that the theme of this Live the Village exhibition. Now, some great artists have produced work that is full of hope, joy, and optimism. This gallery walk is safe, it's all outdoors, it is socially distanced, and it is a great way for everyone to engage with some truly exceptional art that speaks to every one of us. So grab a mask and get down to the village. Enjoy it, talk about it, tell your friends and family. Maybe I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Marge Kleinman, and my piece is entitled Queen Jean on the Stonewall Stoop. I was honored to photograph and interview Queen for Stoop Stories, my documentary storytelling project designed to connect, support, and celebrate our NYC neighbors, especially those hardest hit by COVID and systemic inequities. Queen co-leads Black trans liberation protests on the stoop at the Stonewall Inn here in the village. Like Marsha P. Johnson before her, she leads with love and celebration, truly inspiring people to wake up all over this city. Oh, one more thing. Proceeds from the sale of this piece will be donated to the Stonewall protests and Stoop Stories.
Hello, my name is Queen Jean, and I believe in Black trans liberation. And that liberation is something that's happening right now. And I need your help. Our life expectancy is 35, and we deserve to live. And not just on holidays, but each and every day, because it's our right. I hope that at the end of this, that you are activated, you are propelled to show up and fight for this community. We need it now more than ever. Black trans liberation. Get into it.
These story.audio stories, produced by Mouth Media Network, have been made possible through the generosity of Bank Lumi and Prospect 33.